This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, out of the gate on a Saturday morning, this is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. I'm your host, Will Doctor, and I'll be flying solo with you today as Charlie is enjoying some much-needed time of rest up there in the Big Apple. Nice to have you aboard as I give you the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here. And we have so many good topics to get through today. Number one, we'll get into Scottie Scheffler winning the PGA Tour Player of the Year Award, which is voted upon by the membership. However, a lot of the talking heads around the globe believe there were better options such as Cam Smith or Rory McIlroy. But I'll tell you why the vote was accurate and why Scheffler was more deserving of the award than any of the other candidates. Number two, we'll get into some futures picks for the 2023 Major Championships. The Masters, of course, will take place at Augusta at the beginning of April. The PGA Championship will be at Oak Hill up in Rochester in late May. Jason Duffner was the PGA champion when Oak Hill last hosted the event in 2013. And LA Country Club will host the U.S. Open in mid-June. And then the 2023 Major Championship schedule will conclude at Royal Liverpool, where Rory McIlroy won the 2014 Open Championship out there in Hoylake, England. A lot to look forward to as far as the 2023 majors are concerned, and I'll get you ready with some futures picks a little later on. Number three, we'll break down the Fortinet Championship as the 2022-23 PGA Tour season kicks off at the North Course at Silverado out west in Napa after a brief fog delay on Thursday morning as the first-time members of the PGA Tours, the Justin Suhs, the Robbie Sheltons, the Brandon Matthews of the world, get their first taste of a September morning in Northern California. Number four, I'll give you a pick and bring you some predictions for the Italian Open, where Rory McIlroy and reigning U.S. Open champion Matthew Fitzpatrick are in the mix at Marco Simeone Golf Club, where the Ryder Cup will host its event in 2023 in a year's time. And for those interested in hearing about LIV's Fifth Circus taking place up in Chicago at Rich Harvest Farms, I'll give you a weekend preview and what my feel is as far as who's going to win on Sunday up in Chi-Town. As far as a LIV TV deal is concerned, Apple's out, Amazon is out. We'll get to that a little bit later on as well. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5 Houston, brought to you by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard on a Saturday morning. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here and discuss the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. Max Homa leads at the Fortinet Championship in Napa at 12-under. A couple other events going on, Italian Open going on at Marco Simeone Golf Club over in Rome, which will be the host of the 2023 Ryder Cup. Matthew Fitzpatrick, Rory McIlroy, a couple other stars in the mix over in Europe. So we'll get to all that. Here's a rundown for today's show. We'll discuss why Scottie Scheffler was a worthy victor of the 2022 PGA Tour Player of the Year over Cam Smith and Rory McIlroy. Number two, we'll get into some futures picks for the 2023 majors. Number three, I'll bring you the latest from the Fortinet Championship in Napa, which marks the beginning of the new PGA Tour season. Number four, we'll talk about the fifth LIV Circus event taking place at Rich Harvest Farms in Chicago. I'll tell you why Apple TV and Amazon turned down LIV streaming rights as the Circus Tour continues to search for a TV deal. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. So Masters champion Scottie Scheffler and the 2022 University of Texas golf team, who won this year's NCAA National Championship, were honored last Saturday on College Game Day prior to Texas' devastating loss versus Alabama. And Scottie Scheffler was awarded the Jack Nicklaus Player of the Year on set of Game Day, which was a really well-done presentation because you could tell Scottie had no idea the award was coming his way. Now, the reaction from the world of golf was a very mixed bag. And, you know, I would say about 50% of the writers and the Twitter talking heads thought Cam Smith was more deserving of the award. The first thing that the average sports fan needs to know is that the membership of the PGA Tour votes on this award. And let me give you some, you know, some basic facts that went into this decision. I can't read the minds of players on the PGA Tour, but here's the 2022 resumes of those who are in contention for the PGA Tour Player of the Year award. We'll start with Rory McIlroy, who won three PGA Tour events over the 2021-22 wraparound season. He won the CJ Cup in October by one shot over Morikawa. He was victorious at the RBC Canadian Open for the second time in his career in mid-June. And then, of course, Rory had an epic comeback performance to win his third tour championship by one shot over Scottie Scheffler, which was the win that ultimately put Rory in the conversation for the Player of the Year. You know, Rory did finish in the top 10 in every major championship in 2022. But at the end of the day, you know, Rory was a major championship win away from being in the real conversation of earning his third Jack Nicklaus Award. And, you know, the major in 2022 that Rory will wish he had back was the Open at St. Andrews, you know, where Cam Smith absolutely took his lunch money with a back 930 at St. Andrews on Sunday. And, you know, that leads me to Cam Smith, who, you know, made an excellent case for the Player of the Year Award with three PGA Tour victories in 2021-22. You know, Cam Smith started the year winning the Century Tournament of Champions in January by one shot over Jon Rahm. He took home the Players' Championship in the event's 41st edition at the Stadium Course out in Ponte Vedra. And finally, Cam Smith had his signature win at the 150th edition of the Open Championship at St. Andrews. So, you know, Smith did so, once again, like I just said, posting 6 under 30 on the back nine of the Old Course to beat Rory by a single stroke. You know, Cam Smith made a very worthy Player of the Year case by becoming the first player since Jack Nicklaus in 1978 to win both the Players and the Open Championship. It had been that long since that had took place, since Jack Nicklaus in 1978. So Cam Smith, excellent case. On to Scottie Scheffler, who won four PGA Tour events in 2022, the most victories of any player last season, including his first major championship at the Masters, becoming the fifth player to go into Augusta ranked number one in the world and win the green jacket. Woosnam did it in 91. Freddie Couples accomplished that feat in 1992. Tiger Woods won the Masters as world number one in 2001 and 2022. Dustin Johnson slipped on the green jacket as world number one in 2020 when the Masters was played in November due to COVID. You know, Scheffler also finished second at the U.S. Open, the Houston Open, the Charles Schwab Challenge, the Colonial, and the Tour Championship. So, you know, if we're going off win totals, you know, Scottie Scheffler was the victor on Sundays more than any player on the PGA Tour in 2022. There are a lot of folks who would say that despite not having as many tour wins as Scottie in 2022, Cam Smith's Players' Championship and Open Championship at St. Andrews outweigh Scheffler's total win count. And, you know, here's why I disagree with that notion that Cam Smith was more deserving. Number one, Scottie Scheffler won four events in his first six starts of the season, which made him the second golfer in the history of the game to win as many events, including the Masters, in that span of time to begin a season since Arnold Palmer in 1960. That's number one. Number two, which is the knockout punch as far as this debate is concerned, on top of Scheffler's four wins, you know, he recorded 4 second-place finishes and 11 top 10 finishes. Cam Smith had 3 wins, 0 second place finishes, and only 7 top 10 finishes. I mean, can we end the conversation right there? How can you tell me that Cam Smith, who had one less win, one less green jacket, 4 less runner-up finishes, and 4 less top 10 finishes, is somehow more deserving of the Player of the Year award than Scottie Scheffler is? You can't. You can't. And, you know, just to top things off is the third reason why I disagree. For any, you know, of the talking heads that disagree with Scottie winning the Player of the Year award over Cam Smith, you know, take it up with Scottie's peers. Because the membership of the PGA Tour votes on their Player of the Year award. Not Monahan, not the journalists, not the fans, not Twitter. The players on the PGA Tour vote for this award. So, you know, who is anyone else to say that the vote was wrong and Cam Smith should have been crowned the Jack Nicklaus Award? You can't. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. You know, if you disagree and think that Cam Smith should have won the Player of the Year Award, get on the horn. You know, there's a lot of people that want to make the case that since the PGA Tour advertises the players as its fifth major championship of the year, that the membership of the PGA Tour should recognize Cam Smith as a two-time major championship for 2022. And, you know, that foolish comment comes from those who think Cam Smith was cheated of this award due to his departure to the LIV Circus. But you have to understand that regardless of the way the PGA Tour advertises the players, yeah, it's not a major championship. And not to discredit Cam Smith's win at the Players, but if you remember correctly, the 2022 Players was a complete fallacy where one side of the draw automatically missed the cut as a result of the PGA Tour not suspending the tournament due to bad weather early in the first round of that event in Jacksonville, Florida. Morikawa, Cantlay, Jordan Spieth, Xander Schauffele, Tony Finau, Brooks Koepka all missed the cut at the Players simply due to the fact that the PGA Tour somehow could not identify that TPC Sawgrass is unplayable when a miniature tropical storm passes through North Florida. You know, this is not like having to play St. Andrews through a windstorm in Fife. TPC Sawgrass is not built to play through inclement weather conditions. Once again, not to discredit Cam Smith's win at the Players, but the guy had to beat Anibal Lahiri and Keegan Bradley down the stretch of the golf tournament. Okay, it was very, very far from the best show of the year. Let's get to review a couple leaderboards before we cut the break. Max Homa and Danny Willett, 2016 Masters champion Danny Willett, are in a tie for first at the Fortinet out of Napa at 12 under. Danny Willett almost lost his card a year ago, at the end of last season. Luckily got it back. You know, I would say another very notable event going on right now is the Italian Open over at Marco Simeone Golf Club in Rome, which is going to be the host of the 2023 Ryder Cup, and Rory McIlroy, Rob McIntyre, Matthew Fitzpatrick, all in the mix, all within three shots of the lead. So we got a lot to get to there as far as the Italian Open is concerned. When we come back, I'll go through each of the 2023 major championship venues and get you set up with some futures picks. Plus, we'll talk more about the Fortinet Championship, which kicked off Thursday, and I'll update you on why Apple TV turned down the streaming deal for the LIV Circus. We'll do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
Yeah. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Insperity HR that makes a difference. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here and discuss the latest. Last segment, we had a fantastic conversation regarding why Scottie Scheffler was the correct recipient of the 2022 PGA Tour Player of the Year Award. In case you missed that, you can find our podcast on ESPN975.com, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify at the conclusion of today's show. A little leaderboard update for you before we get rolling on some major championship picks for 2023. Danny Willett and Max Homa co-lead the Fortinet Championship out in Napa at 12 under. A couple other notable names in the mix there. Matt Kuchar, T5 at 8 under. Sahith Theegala, a guy who is going to win a couple tour events this year, also in a tie for fifth at 8 under. Over across the pond in Europe, we have the Italian Open going on, where Rory McIlroy and Matthew Fitzpatrick, reigning U.S. Open champion, is in the mix. And then on the LIV Circus, we have Dustin Johnson and Cam Smith at the top of the leaderboard. Dustin at 9 under, Cam Smith at 6 under. So we'll get to that shortly. As the 2023 major championships are concerned, you know, I thought the 2022 rotation was the best we've had in years. From seeing the fantastic work that Gil Hands did to Southern Hills for the PGA Championship, to the USGA's return to Brookline in Massachusetts for the U.S. Open, where there's more golf history than any course in the United States. You know all the rift. 99 Ryder Cup at Brookline was the best team event in golf history. Of course, Francis, we met winning the 1913 U.S. Open at Brookline as an amateur and former caddy of Brookline, turned into one of the greatest stories in sports history, which was reenacted in the movie The Greatest Game Ever Played. So, great year as far as the 2022 majors were concerned. Let's move into 2023. I'm going to give you a couple futures picks for each one of these. Let's start with the Masters, which will take place April 6th through the 9th at Augusta National Country Club, or Golf Club, excuse me. And a quick note on a change that, was made to Augusta National that was confirmed this past week. The legendary par 5 13th at Augusta, which is the risk reward dogleg left with the water short of the green, has finally been lengthened, although the exact yardage was not concerned. The 13th measured 480 yards back when Bobby Jones built the place in 1932, and it has been lengthened many times over the years and measured 510 yards as of last year. And the reason I tell you this update about Augusta is because the 13th has been the site of so many big moments at the Masters over the years. You think about 1986, when 46-year-old Jack Nicklaus ripped a 3-iron to 30 feet with his second shot on the 13th on Sunday that ignited one of the greatest comebacks in golf history. You think about 1996, when Nick Faldo knocked a 2-iron on the green from 228 yards in what was one of the signature moments of his six-shot comeback on Sunday in 1996 to steal the green jacket from a collapsing Greg Norman. You think about the final round in 2010 when Philip Alfred Mickelson hit his drive through the fairway and into the pine straw on the 13th, and then proceeded to rip a 6-iron through a 4-foot gap between two trees to about 3 feet, which was, the most memorable of that 2010 Masters in which Phil won his third green jacket. So, little off topic there. I had to give you a little update on the 13th at Augusta being lengthened, considered, it is one of the most iconic holes in the United States. As far as who I like to win the 2023 Masters, the name that I have circled on my sheet for the last 3 months is Rory McIlroy at 11-1. Now, I know that's an easy pick. He's a favorite, this, that, and the other. Let me tell you why. I like him, because over the last 7 years, I've said that Rory will never putt well enough to win at Augusta. But my view of Rory's putting totally changed in 2022 as his stroke was refined this year, with the help of the great Brad Faxton, the ultimate putting guru on the PGA Tour. And, like I told you earlier, Rory finished in the top 10 in every major championship in 2022 and picked up strokes on the greens over the field in 8 of his last 11 events last season. The aspect of Rory's game that will be there is the ball striking. Rory ranked second in driving distance and 12th in greens in regulation in 2022. And, over the last 6 events of last season, he was ranked first in proximity to the hole from 125 yards and in, which is the area of Rory's game, the scoring yardages with the wedges that has struggled over the last couple of years. The bottom line is Rory is as good as he's ever been from tee to green. And with the way that he is rolling the rock on the greens, I think 2023 is the year that he completes the Grand Slam. So my pick for Augusta 2023 will definitely be Rory. You can find him at 11-1, anywhere you get your picks. So that's my feel as far as 2023 Masters is concerned. Let's move along to my futures pick for the 2023 PGA Championship, which will take place May 18th through the 21st of 2023 at Oak Hill Country Club up there in Rochester, New York. Now, the last time the PGA Championship was at Oak Hill, 36-year-old Jason Duffner beat out Jim Furyk by 2 shots for Duff Daddy's lone major win. I recall the 2023 PGA like it was yesterday, because Jason Duffner nearly won the 2012 PGA Championship at Atlanta Athletic Club before Keegan Bradley birdied 3 of the last 4 holes on Sunday and eventually went on to beat Duffner in a playoff. And, being that Duffner has one of the most repeatable, consistent golf swings that the game has ever seen, I was rooting dearly for Duff in 2013 at Oak Hill. Now, You know, as far as my futures pick for the 2023 PGA Championship at the East Course at Oak Hill, you know, I think this golf course is a site where Hideki Matsuyama's second major championship could come. You know, even despite the fact that Hideki won twice early last season at the Zozo and the Sony, you know, the 2021-2022 PGA season was not one that he was satisfied with, especially with the expectations that Hideki holds himself to. Because after his fourth place finish at the U.S. Open in June, Hideki didn't record another top 15 finish, until the last event of the season at the Tour Championship. So between the egregiously false rumors that Hideki was going to live and, you know, the neck injuries that plagued the second half of his season, I think, you know, 2021-22 was, you know, just a season of bad luck for Hideki. But here's what you have to look forward to with him this season. He's putting above tour average for the first time in his career. And when healthy, he's the top three ball striker in the world. In other words, despite all of Hideki's injuries, you know, he was still dealing with last year, he was still ranked sixth on the PGA Tour in strokes gained approach. You know, I believe 2023 will be a big year for the 2021 Masters champion from Japan, and Hideki at 28-1 to win the PGA Championship, you know, is a great futures option for you to have. Another great option for the 2023 PGA Championship would be Tony Finau at 50-1. I've been hearing Tony's name thrown around a lot of my little golf group chats with the fellas. You know, when we get going about the 23 PGA, I think Tony's a very solid option because, you know, you won't have to be the best putter on tour to win at Oak Hill. We saw Jason Duffner win at this Donald Ross design in 2013, you know, and as noted earlier, Duffner won that championship with essentially having the yips with the putter. Now, I'm not saying, you know, Tony Finau has the yips by any means, but he is not the sharpest putter on the PGA Tour by averages, and Oak Hill could be a spot where Tony Finau at 50-1 could grab his first major championship. So we have Hideki at 28-1. We have Finau at 50-1 as two futures picks for the 2023 PGA. Let's move right along to some futures options for the 2023 U.S. Open at L.A. Country Club. That will take place, you know, June 15th through the 18th of 2023. You know, the first pick that I have for the U.S. Open at LACC is Max Homa at 50-1, which, you know, is notably the same odds that Tiger Woods will be rolling into L.A. with come June of next year. You know, Max, he's from Burbank, which is right outside of L.A., and while I usually don't get wrapped up in local favorites because the pressure, you know, that usually comes with that seems to be too much, you know, Max Homa is a guy that performs well every time he tees it up close to home. And here's your proof. You know, two out of Max Homa's four PGA Tour wins have come in the state of California, including the 2021 Genesis Invitational, which is Tiger's event over at Riviera. And, you know, Homa won the Fortinet in Napa this time last year. And, you know, furthermore, in Max Homa's last 10 starts in the state of California, he has six top 20 finishes and two wins and could get another one this weekend in Napa as he currently holds a share of the lead and tries to defend his title, which really is the bigger reason you should get the futures ticket in as soon as possible, because if he wins tomorrow in Napa, you will see that Homa 50-1 number to win the U.S. Open begin to shrink dramatically. And listen, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with leaning towards Jon Rahm at 11-1 as a futures option as far as the 2023 U.S. Open at LACC is concerned. This is another guy who brings his game every time he tees it up in the Wild Wild West. And, you know, here's the facts to back Rahm's immaculate record on the golf course in California. Over Rahm's 22 career starts in California, he has three wins, including the 2021 U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. Rahm has finished in the top 10 in just over 50% of those 22 starts in the Golden State. And he's only missed one cut in 22 events in California. So, you know, Jon Rahm at 11-1 is another excellent futures option when it comes to discussing the 2023 U.S. Open at LACC. We'll get to my picks for the Open Championship, 2023 Open at Hoylake, and then we'll bring in Jason Alexander to get his feel on a couple of golf headlines that are floating around. We'll do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity HR, that makes difference. We're going to have Jason Alexander here in a second to discuss some of golf headlines and get his feel on, you know, club championship week around the country, which is, you know, going on everywhere. We're going to wrap up our 2023 major championships futures discussion. In case you missed last segment, we have Rory at 11-1 to win the Masters. We have Hideki at 28-1 and Tony Finau at 50-1 to win the PGA Championship at Oak Hill. And we have Max Homa at 50-1 and Jon Rahm at 11-1 to win the U.S. Open at LACC. Let's wrap up the major championship conversation by forecasting who will be prized with the Claret Jug on July 23rd of 2023 after the final round of the Open Championship concludes at Royal Liverpool in Hoylake, England. And folks, you know, this could be the most thrilling major championship of 2023 because, you know, the last time Royal Liverpool hosted the Open in 2014 was also the last time that Rory McIlroy hoisted the Claret Jug as he beat Ricky Fowler and Sergio Garcia on a frigid Sunday in Hoylake back in 2014. And I should note, you know, Tiger won the Open at Liverpool in 2006, which was the first time Royal Liverpool had hosted the Open since 1967, when the great Roberto DiVincenzo, who was the pioneer of golf in Argentina, as I learned from my good pal Charlie Epps, became the first Argentine to win a major championship. So, you know, from being the birthplace of the Beatles to, you know, holding some of the most legendary major championships in golf history, you know, there's no shortage of great history that flows through Hoylake, England. So I digress with the history lesson. Let's get you a pick for the 2023 Open before we bring Cuzzo Jason in here. And ultimately, I think Royal Liverpool would be the site of, you know, gold medal or Olympic gold medalist Xander Schauffele's first major championship. His number over on DraftKings is 20-1, and here's the deal with Xander. Xander Schauffele has been, you know, an incredible link-style player since we saw him finish second to Francisco Molinari at the 2028 Open at Carnoustie. Remember, you know, Xander was in the driver's seat of that Open championship until he shot three over on Sunday to lose, you know, by two in an absolute heartbreaker. So this is someone who has been in position to win this championship before, which is always a plus. Now, you know, the bottom line is Xander finally broke through across the pond this year as he won the Scottish Open, which was his second win worldwide in a two-week span. You know, Xander had won the Travelers here in the States just a week and a half prior to his win in Scotland. And, you know, Xander went on to finish tied for 15th at the Open Championship just a week after his win at the Scottish. And, you know, so, you know, I think Xander will continue to evolve as a global winner year after year. And I think 2023 at the Open Championship will be the event that sees Xander Schauffele at 20-1 win his first major championship. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. And let's go ahead and go over to the Progressive guest line and bring in Jason Alexander. Jason, you're on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour with me. You know, what a weekend ahead. Tell me what's new in your world.
Well, Doc, I tell you what, you can't help but get a little bit excited being on the Golf Hour. I guarantee you, we got club championships going on all across the state of Texas. Big week out of Carlton Woods, huge weekend. So we kind of had a little table setter at Fazio yesterday, and then the championship weekend over at the Nicklaus Signature beginning today.
You know, I want to get to a couple headlines with you, but we'll go ahead and start, you know, with club championship weekend, you know, around the country. Tell our listeners that aren't familiar with this week around the country and, you know, and what it means to golfers across the nation.
You know, I remember a Golf Digest article, Will, about what's your major. You know, I know what mine is. I know you have one, a tournament you look forward to that means a lot to you. And, you know, the club championship, it's timeless. You get your name on the wall. It's something you can look at. When we get up to Charlie Epps' age, we can take our grandkids up there and show them in this year that we won the club championship. So there's a lot more pressure in the air, which I enjoy for this one event. You know, we do so many cocktails and food and member guests, and this is serious golf. And to get some of these guys out here. This is their major. This is their Masters or U.S. Open this weekend, and it's really fun to watch.
You know, Jason, let's get to, you know, a couple headlines. You know, I got a couple more questions a little later on regarding the club championship. I want to float a couple headlines past you. We haven't been able to catch up in quite a while. I'm not going to pressure you too much with the LIV Golf questions, but, you know, number one has to be that Apple TV and Amazon turned down the, you know, the U.S. streaming rights for the LIV Golf. And, you know, I want to get your opinion. Have you watched any of the golf on LIV? Have you watched on YouTube? And what have your thoughts been as LIV sits five events into their schedule with very minimal viewership? What are your thoughts there?
Well, I go back and forth on the LIV, and obviously it's the hot topic everybody's talking about, been talking about here for the last couple months. And I think the product's gotten better simply because of the strength of field. Their last event with G coming down the stretch and winning a playoff. Cam Smith was on his heels. It was fun golf to watch. I can't personally get over the format. I can't get over them wearing shorts. And second of all, Lee Westwood's, you know, calf socks. Lee needs to go back to the slacks. And it doesn't pass the eye test for me. It never has since it started that this is major tournament golf. It doesn't feel that way. And it's like watching the Tavistock Cup back in the day. It's what it feels like to me. And that was a great field with Anika and Tiger. They had some of the best players in the world playing that, but it was an exhibition. And that's how it appears to me emotionally. And I can't just get invested enough that these events with DJ winning, does it mean as much as winning at Bay Hill or the Memorial? Absolutely not. It just doesn't. And I think that's what they're going to be up against. Obviously, the TV rights are going to be huge. And, you know, we discussed a little bit last night. I don't think LIV pegs it in 2025.
You know, I'm right there with you. I'm saying after next year, they're going to be, you know, tired of losing all the money. But we get, you know, we have your thoughts there. This is, you know, Jason Alexander, head pro of the Carlton Woods Fazio course, currently having a club championship this week, as is every club around the country. Jason, you've watched Scottie Scheffler climb through the ranks of golf ever since he played in the Invitational at Carlton Woods way back when. You know, now he's a major champion, and he was awarded the PGA Tour Player of the Year last weekend at College Game Day. You know, could you see this coming when you first saw Scottie as a 15 to 16 year old kid?
You could. He was one of the juniors that really stood out, along with Jordan Spieth when he came through, when Matt Wolf came through. He hit the ball a little bit different. All these kids can rip it now. We all know that. But Scottie was just had something special about him, and his demeanor is what impressed me the most. And I always tell the story. He got down there, and you know, he's tied for league on the last round. He's like, man, I can't wait to get back to get a big basketball tournament, you know, this week. Holy moly. I mean, this is their Masters for junior golf, just about. It's one of the top two or three events on their schedule. And he was so relaxed, and his ball striking was just unmatched the last couple years that he played. So definitely stood out. Did I think he was going to win the Masters? Is it this young of an age? No. But I definitely thought he would have a successful PGA Tour career, yes. But, boy, he took everybody by storm earlier this year, as you discussed earlier in the show.
You know, Jason, you're currently hosting the club championship at Carlton Woods, you know, at one of Houston's, you know, premier golf clubs that will host the Chevron Championship, which is, you know, the LPGA's first major championship of 2023. You know, Jason, how juiced was everyone in your neck of the woods that a major championship was finally brought to Carlton Woods?
What's more than 10++? I don't know. It was the max. It was the max, Will, and I'm super stoked about it. It's going to be just amazing to have the best ladies in the world come and play. And for me personally, I've been at Carlton Woods 18 years. To watch them play this golf course under championship conditions, I want to see how it holds up. I've always kind of said, I think Nicklaus is the toughest golf course in town when you tip it out. And whatever yardage they decide to play for in the Chevron, that golf course is a challenge. I think it's a major championship venue. And now we finally get to put it to the test here in April.
That's Jason Alexander, head pro of the Carlton Woods Fazio course. Jason, thanks for joining us so much today. I look forward to catching up with you soon here in studio.
Hey, Will, Jordan Spieth catches the British in a playoff over Xander next year, 23, hot take.
Wow, at Liverpool. At Liverpool. I think Roy will be in the mix up there as well. Hey, we're going to get your futures picks here soon on the show. Jason, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time. 1-800-2-
Will, y'all are the best.
You're the best, buddy. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. And now for a quick word from our friends over at Insperity. And this is for all business owners listening. You know, have you ever felt like the walls are closing in, that the obstacles to growing your business are overwhelming? We all know running a business comes with pressure, remote workforces, HR compliance, and keeping your top employees. There's no wonder that you start to feel boxed in, but you don't have to do it alone. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30 plus years of experience to work helping you with your human resources, from hiring and training to HR admin and compliance. Add in competitive benefit options and your employees, and you've expanded your HR capabilities. With Insperity lightening your HR load, you can focus on growing your business surrounded by employees who are empowered to be their best. Don't let the obstacles keep you from realizing your full potential. Get the relief that you need from an HR company that puts you and your employees on a path to success. Because with Insperity, nothing seems impossible. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Let's get through a couple headlines. We're going to forecast. Well, we're going to give you a pick for the Fortinet Championship and the Italian Open on the other side. Just a, you know, a quick leaderboard walkthrough. Max Homa and 2016 Masters champion Danny Willett are in a tie for first at 12 under. Ben Ahn, who's a former PGA Tour winner that had to go back to the Korn Ferry Tour last year, is in a tie for third at 10 under. Matt Kuchar and Sahith Theegala also in the mix over there. You know, the story of the week is really over on the European Tour, you know, going on at the Italian Open. It's taking place at, you know, Marco Simeone Golf Club, which is going to be the host of the 2023 Ryder Cup. I've really enjoyed staying up a little bit later and watching the coverage from over there. It's going to make for an unbelievable Ryder Cup venue and quite the competition they have going on over there. You know, Rory McIlroy and Matthew Fitzpatrick, both in the mix, both within three shots of the lead. PGA Tour faithfuls, Aaron Rye and Kurt Kitayama in the mix there. And then, of course, you do have the LIV Golf. You have the LIV going on where, you know, Dustin Johnson and Cam Smith, you know, Dustin's in the lead at 9-under, Cam Smith's at 6-under. You know, Matt Wolf in third at 5-under. And, you know, you can't help but think, you know, why is this not getting more hype? You know, why are the ratings still under 200,000 people? And the answer is because, you know, the format is just absolutely garbage. You know, you can't expect to put on a 54-hole golf tournament with a shotgun start where the winner could potentially end on the 13th hole and expect people to watch. It really doesn't matter what talent you put out there, as we're seeing, you know, over the last couple weeks. So when we come back, we're gonna give you a pick for the Fortinet Championship and the Italian Open. We'll do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, closing shop here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. And, you know, just a couple more notes here before we get to a couple picks. You know, Apple TV and Amazon has turned down the United States streaming rights for the LIV Golf Circus. Neither company was interested in the LIV Golf product, and the conversations never went past the first stage. You know, Apple said that LIV is too toxic and has too much involvement with Donald Trump for them to put their name on it, and I did not find any confirmed quotes from the folks at Amazon besides Golf.com reporting that conversations never progressed past their early stages. But what's hilarious about all this is the report comes days after Greg Norman told our friends at ESPN Chicago, Channel 1000 up there, I believe, that, you know, Norman told them that four different networks had enormous interest in a LIV Golf product. Now, you know, Front Office Sports has Fox as a network that is interest. You know, I find that extremely hard to believe that, you know, if streaming services like Apple and Amazon say no, two platforms that are geared towards serving the younger market, then how would a huge network like Fox be willing to take that risk? And, you know, even if, you know, some of these networks don't consider LIV as a toxic brand, really, no matter what you think about it, you know, whether you want to, you know, if you want to think about the human rights, if you don't, the bottom line is the ratings on YouTube for golf, for LIV Golf, have barely cleared over 100,000 views during each of the final rounds. you know, that's number one, you know, as far as the Apple, Amazon turning down LIV Golf is concerned. Let's get to a couple picks here for the Fortinet and the Italian Open. You know, Max Homa and Danny Willett, former Masters Championship, who had to, you know, get his card back through the last couple events of the PGA Tour last season. They're both tied for the lead at 12 under. You know, ultimately, I think Max Homa pulls this one out. I would not bet against Max. You know, he's the defending champion at this golf tournament. And as we talked about a lot today through our major championship futures picks for 2023, you know, Max Homa has a flawless record in California. Rarely do I take the leader of the golf tournament to win. I always like picking a little dog. You know, I like Sahith Theegala, who's four shots back, but ultimately, you know, you cannot take anyone else but Danny Willett in the state of California as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. So we have Homa there. Let's shift over to the Italian Open, where Rory McIlroy is one shot back of Victor Perez and Lucas Hébert. You know, Rory is going to make an excellent case for the tournament this weekend. He opened with rounds of 67, 66. I also like Matt Fitzpatrick at 8 under, who's two shots back. That's going to be my pick. He opened with 65, 69. So I think Matthew Fitzpatrick takes home the Italian Open. Hey, thanks for joining us. Thanks to Greg Frank behind the ones and twos. We'll see you next Saturday on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. See you next weekend.